If Fred, in a weak moment, paid a higher price to the vendor of a property that he, as promoter, could afford, it was Joe who took the smug vendor out to dinner and, by persuasion, argument and the frank expression of his liking for the unfortunate man, tore away a portion of his ill-gotten gains. "I suppose," said Joe, concluding his minutiae exercises and reaching for a cigar from the silver box which stood on the table midway between the two, "I suppose we couldn't hold Billing to his contract. Have you seen Cole about it, Fred?" The other nodded slowly. "Cole said there is no contract. Billing offered to buy the ships, and meant to buy them, undoubtedly. But Cole says that if you took Billing into account, the judge would chuck his pen in your eye." "Would he now?" said Joe, one of whose faults was that he took things literally. "But perhaps if you took Billing out to dinner, Fred..." "He's a vegetarian, Joe." He reached in his turn for a cigar, snipped the end of it and lit it. "And he's deaf. Nope, we've got to find a sucker, Joe. I can sell the Fairy May and the Fairy Belle. They're little boats and worth money on the open market. I can sell the Wharfage and the Offices and the Goodwill."
"What's the Goodwill worth, Fred?"
"About 5 pence net," said the gloomy Fred. "I can sell all these. It's the Fairy Mary and the Fairy Tilda that's breaking my heart. And yet, Joe, there ain't two ships of their tonnage..."